And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What a dog. I'm David Jacoby. And on Nicole Check-In. Center stage on the mic. And we're putting it on wax.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do we do?
We get the people.
What?
Didn't that feel better? Didn't that feel better? Don't you feel better now? I'm glad you feel better now.
Therapeutic.
I know one reason you feel good. You were trending yesterday. And of course, we're going to talk about it during the TV portion. But we have to do an in-depth, deep dive during the podcast exclusive.
Okay.
Because there's so many elements I want to talk to you about. So many elements.
And on a pod, I'm going to give you everything real time.
We're going to talk about why Jalen Rose was trending yesterday. We're going to talk about the big Terrence Crawford fight with Teddy Atlas. And we have a lot of NBA action to get to. But we start with Major League Baseball. Why? Because we need to hear from GM Jalen. GM Jalen joins us because the New York Yankees signed Gerrit Cole. They didn't just sign Gerrit Cole. They signed him to a 9-year, $324 million deal. Not only did he get a 9-year, $324 million deal, after 5 years, player option, not a team option. Not only that, also a no-trade clause. GM Jalen, if you're the general manager of the Yankees, would you sign, who's arguably the best pitcher in the game, to a deal like this?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
9 years?
Here's why. It's monopoly money in Major League Baseball. There's no salary cap. And you know, since the boss died, the OG, one of the greatest owners of all time, George Steinbrenner, his son has been accused of something.
What's that?
Not spending the money.
Oh, he's spending the money now. Can't accuse me of that anymore.
Not spending the money like that. He heard those whispers. And you know what else? They ain't won a World Series in a long time. And a lot of that had
relatively
to do,
a long time.
And a lot of that had to do with their lack of pitching. They break all type of home run records.
Oh, yeah. Their roster.
They break all type of home run records.
Great.
But when they got to the postseason, they would face teams. And it seemed like if they had two aces, they could beat the Yankees. So now what they did, they just stacked the deck. They got the best home run hitters, top to bottom. They have the best pitching staff, top to bottom. The New York Yankees are actually going to be in the conversation again as the best team in baseball.
I mean, you make a good point because this is not a salary cap league, but there's something about 9 years, no trade clause, and a player option after five that just seems so player friendly.
Put them with Severino.
Here's my question.
Put them with Tanaka.
But what's someone, is it, are they bidding against themselves? Was there someone else who was willing to do a similar deal?
No, it's not that you're bidding against yourself. It's, we want to get this done. And initially the deal's for 8 years. And then Steinbrenner got on the phone. It's going to take nine. Let's get it done.
Sure.
I will not lose. The NY hat is storied throughout this country. You see people rocking it from coast to coast. Entertainers, athletes, players on the team. They want to win a World Series, David.
Oh, they're about to. Well, 9 years, $324 million is hard to wrap your head around. So we've kind of broken it down piece by piece, right? It's about $36 million a year. He starts about 36 times a year. So every time he steps in the mound, it's about $1.1 million. Every inning, this is all projected, you know, based on averages, $170,000. Every batter, $44,000.
It's really impressive. And he deserves it. So every time I see a baseball player that could probably walk down the street and never be recognized, get $100 million, $200 million, $300 million, it always reminds me of why. Do the NBA and the NFL have salary caps?
Well, this man could probably get left outside of a New York City nightclub. Like right now, he could probably get left outside. He's on the other side of the velvet rope talking about, I know this person, I know that person, and not getting in the New York City nightclub. And he just signed a $324 million deal with the Yankees. A year from now, that will not be the case. I just hope, you know what? I just hope this works out for both sides. You know what I mean? Because I hate to see someone get paid this much and then get injured or not work out or end up being like him end up being the third or fourth starter. Like I hope he continues to pitch the way he has.
Ready for this? Next season, Gerrit Cole, Giancarlo Stanton will make more money than the entire Baltimore Orioles roster.
Crazy. Gerrit Cole, man. Good for him. Well, Jalen, I have GM Jalen here, and you also happen to be, you know, like a lot of GMs, you're also a former professional athlete. So what's it like in the locker room? Like, what's it like when you're there and, you know, you're all teammates on the same team, but you've got a guy sitting in a corner who just happens to make, oh, I don't know, 10X, 20X, 30X with someone else in the same team that contributes similarly to the same team? Does that create jealousy? What's the vibe?
So here's the vibe. When he walks into the clubhouse, all jokes about his money.
Oh, I'm sure.
All jokes about his money. You buying? Can I get a loan?
Yeah.
All of those jokes. Anything that you can think of. I know your family and friends are hitting you up. And by the way, they spend your money before you do.
Oh,
before
I'm sure.
You even get it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. So after that blows over, people are thanking you. Because all athletes like when somebody pushes the market. That's better for business.
Mm-hmm.
So they're rooting for you. And then when they do interviews, they're also talking about your money. When you go out and perform, you're going to have Aaron Judge like, that's why we gave him $324 million.
Understand why.
That's why he got the big bucks. Yeah,
exactly. It makes sense. Jalen, it's time for you and I to go deeper than the box score. So I had my eye on this Hawks Heat game, and the Hawks might have stayed in South Beach two nights ago because they played well against the Heat. They were leading throughout.
Two nights ago. It.
Yeah, they must have stayed in because they played well and they were up in the fourth quarter. And then, Trae Young, you'll see right here, he made a nice play. You know, you'll see he's got the ball, you know, a little ISO. Trae Young, he had himself a nice game. They're feeling good about themselves. Makes this great pass to Len. Len dunks it. Watch Trae Young here. He gives the it's over sign. He gave the Vince Carter it's over sign.
It's over now.
It wasn't over because Jimmy Butler hit that three to tie the game. And then in overtime, it wasn't even close.
It was not close.
Not even close. They won by 14 in an overtime game. Like, you don't see numbers like that. The Heat just completely destroyed the Hawks in overtime. Jimmy Butler, triple-double. Bam Adebayo, triple-double. Two triple-doubles from the same team. Jalen, what did this win show you about both teams, the Hawks and the Heat?
I know for people that's been following this program for 9 years, you understand what I'm about to say about the Miami Heat. What two words am I about to use, Jacoby?
Player development.
Correct. Correct. Just think about this. Bam not only had 30 as a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say he had a triple-double?
Triple-double, 11-11.
Just think about that for a second.
If you've been watching, you talk about player development. If you've been watching Bam Adebayo, he's not a natural passer. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't known for passing. He wasn't a distributor. He's not a playmaker for others. But if you play with the same team with the Heat, I think he's been on the Heat for, what, 2-3 years now? They'll develop you into one.
I got another guy I want to mention. Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson.
Out of Michigan. How many threes did he hit?
If you were going to tell me that there's a white guy on the Heat's going to hit 10 threes this year, I'd be like, oh, Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero. Nope. Duncan Robinson. Where did he go to college?
University of Michigan.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And also Kendrick Nunn. The two of them had 36 and 34.
Say that again.
The two of them, Kendrick Nunn, undrafted, Duncan Robinson, unheralded, 36 and 34.
And Bam had 30 with a triple-double.
It's crazy.
So now you sign Jimmy Butler, an all-NBA caliber player, you got something special in the Eastern Conference.
And what do you always say about Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler goes hard, man. He's a leader.
You say that when you need a bucket, end of the game, shot clock running out, fourth quarter, crunch time.
Jimmy.
Where's Jimmy? And he proved that.
Jimmy.
He proved
Give
that
Jimmy ball.
Yesterday. However, I do want to point out, because I watch a game, he missed a game winner.
He did.
He missed like a 15-footer.
He did.
Like an open 15-footer.
That was a good shot, though.
Yeah, step back.
It was a good shot.
But it's a open 16-footer, nothing crazy, for the win that we all thought were going down. He thought was going down. He started to celebrate. Rimmed out.
But that's what I mean by coaching and player development. You just said it. Even though he missed the shot,
mm-hmm.
What type of shot was it? It was a really good shot.
Oh, yeah. It was a great shot.
You live with it, right?
Of course.
And then you go to overtime, you beat the brakes off the opponent.
I wasn't even close in overtime. Wasn't even close in overtime. Jalen, it is time for some very important, very special news that matters.
Jalen, while you were on a plane yesterday, you were trending on Twitter. And be honest with me, it's just me and you talking here. We turn the mics off, the cameras are off. When you get off the plane and you find out you're trending, what's the first thing that goes through your mind?
Do you really want me to be honest?
I really want you to be honest.
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
Do I have a sex tape?
Do you have a sex tape? Out. Not do you have a sex tape. Do you have a sex tape? Yeah. Out.
I'm like, because that's one of the things. It's like, oh, okay. You know, I'm all my Ray J and Kim K. I didn't approve this footage. It's the first thing I was thinking. And then I'm like, okay. So I took a deep breath.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked at my phone. I'm like, let me make sure my wife hasn't texted me. Because usually, you know, mm-hmm. better half text you. That means maybe something negative.
She texts you, we need to talk. It's over. Don't even go
yes.
home. Don't even
yes.
go home. Don't
and, even go home. And then I go to at ESPN uh-huh. to make sure they didn't do an announcement that I didn't know about.
It's been a pleasure working with Mr. Rose. We wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Yes. And then it trickles down to at Get Up, at Jalen and Jacoby, at ESPN.
Oh, okay. So you're good there.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. Take a deep breath. Woosah. And then I have a couple of social media people that work here. Mm. Trudy, BK, a couple people that work at Rock Nation.
Taking care
hitting
of
me up, Shannon. Like, yo, Jalen, you're trending. Then I go look at Twitter. And it's slam online.
Show them what you were trending
and
for.
And they had a list of people affiliated with the NBA.
Sharpest hairline.
And they were trying to figure who had the sharpest hairline.
Look at you right in the middle there.
Front and center.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
And here's the thing that I have to be proud of.
What's that?
I'm 25 years older than all of them.
Oh, at least. Like they're all your sons in the hairline game, but they could literally be your sons in the real
like
world.
Like Jordan Clarkson, what is he, 23? How old is Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo Ball, he's got to be 22.
Right. I'm two times older than him.
And some. And change. But so to me, it's not even close. Like I say, Jason Tatum might be close to close, but he doesn't have the waves and he doesn't have the longevity. He doesn't have the taper that you got. Like,
but I
gotta
it's not
say even
something.
Close.
But I got to say something. Really important.
Say something.
And he's going to laugh about me saying this, so I don't mind revealing this. My barber in Connecticut, Andy Authentic. Shout to Hawk in Atlanta. Shout to Shiz in L.A. He was reading the press clippings. He wasn't on point today.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
He wasn't on point
today. It's ridiculous.
He wasn't on
point today. Your barber, Andy Authentic, did not give you a cut today, knowing that you're going to be on TV on multiple television shows talking about your hairline. Everyone's going to be looking at your hairline today. He let you down. He's never let you down before. He let you down.
The only time, though.
He let you down.
It's the only time.
I feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for you. I feel bad for him because he's going to be watching Jalen and Jacoby.
He watches.
And he's going to be like, oh, man.
He
today
watches.
Was my day to shine. And to get it. Well, Andy Authentic was the only one that noticed. A lot of people chimed in, but none more important and more just considerate than Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's got time. You know, he's not on the team right now. Jalen Rose, hands down, the man is 117 years old with an impeccable hairline. And I also want to say this for the detractors. No PEDs. There's no PEDs.
No
transplants.
No
spray
glue.
Paint. Whenever you see this man in studio, Teddy
the
Atlas,
legend,
you know
the
there's
OG.
A big fight. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here in the studio, Teddy.
Pleasure to be with buddies.
Yes, indeed.
Big fight this weekend. We'll start with Terrence Crawford, undefeated Terrence Crawford, against an undefeated with a tie. Kavalyuskis, Kavalyuskis?
As close as I'm going to get.
So what can fans that aren't familiar with these two gentlemen expect from this fight?
They can expect either the number one fighter or the number two fighter, pound for pound in the world, Terrence Crawford.
Mm.
To show why he's the number one and number two. Lomachenko or Crawford, it's your choice.
Yep.
You know, what do you like? You like your ice cream with sprinkles or without sprinkles? You know? I mean, either way, it's good ice cream. And Lomachenko is the top guy. He's technical. He's aggressive. Crawford can do it all. He can box on the outside. He's got a long reach. He knows how to use it. He can tighten up and go inside.
Yeah.
And he's probably the greatest instinctual fighter I've ever seen. I mean, as far as pure instincts. You know, there was one time I was breaking down his early career, his formative fights, getting to where he got to, and I was doing it for ESPN. We did an hour show, and I'm watching this clip. I think it was against Gamboa, who for a time was a world champion, undefeated. He was a gold medalist also in the Olympics. And I'm watching it, and I see him do something. I say, wait a minute, run that back. I got to see that again. And he turned southpaw and righty, orthodox and southpaw, probably better than anyone I've ever seen.
Wow.
I mean, Andre Ward did it good. Marvin Hagler did it in spots. He probably shouldn't have done it against Sugar Ray Leonard when he fought him. But, you know, I've never seen anybody fight lefty or righty as well as Crawford can do without losing anything. He's like Mickey Mantle in baseball. I mean, he had power from the left to the right side. He could hit from either side with average too. And so I'm watching it, and he's in the orthodox position. He counters the guy coming in. He makes him miss a punch. He hits him with a left hand underneath. Then he weaves underneath. Then at the same time as he's weaving, he switches to southpaw so he can hit the guy with a right hook. And I was like, I've never seen anyone do something like that.
Wow.
So when I did the piece with him, I asked him, I said, look at this. You know what you're doing? He goes, I had no idea I did that. So I said, you got to be one of the greatest instinctual fighters that I've ever seen. And he is. And when I put that out there so people can comprehend where I'm coming from, that's, to me, he's Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar upside down. You know, he's Bobby Fischer looking at a chessboard and he's seeing moves that I definitely wouldn't see. Maybe you guys would see some of them. I would see checker moves, but he'll see moves that nobody else sees. Or Louis Armstrong on the horn hitting notes that nobody ever heard. And that's him. He just creates it. The great ones can do it and create it as they go. Wow. And he has shown me that he can do that.
Teddy, I spent my hard-earned money going to a lot of fights. I pay-per-view and watch all of the fights. Saw Anthony Joshua fight Ruiz. I was disappointed in one of the boxers. Yeah. They were 283 pounds when they got into the ring.
It's not being respectful.
Fight for a championship.
It's not being respectful of the sport. No, I agree with you, Jalen, 100%. On my podcast, you know, some people think I'm being mean. I'm being honest. I'm not being mean. I'm being honest. That you have to have more respect, if not for yourself, for the sport. Have more respect for yourself than that, but for the sport then, if you can't mount it for yourself. There's no way that you should come in 15 pounds heavier than when you shock the world and you put it off. If anything, 15 pounds lighter. You know, keep the damn thing. You know, don't think so trivially of it that you're going to just take a payday. And that's what he did. He just took a payday. And look, we've seen it before. He's not the only guy who's gone down that road. Buster Douglas, as great as that night was against Tyson, it wasn't too great against Holyfield in his next fight. Because again, he came in heavy. He came in weak mentally. Because when you come in that way, you can't be right mentally. You can't. Because you know, you could say whatever you want to say. And don't give me the BS. Just go do it and collect your check. But don't tell me you thought you were going to be stronger.
Oh, and they weigh me in at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Heaviest sombrero I ever saw. I want to know what was inside that sombrero.
He even mentioned the sombrero when he was having
an allergy wave. Again, I'm not trying to be mean, but Big Macs, maybe? I mean, what are you?
Bowling ball in there.
Come on.
So, you know, sticking with the heavyweight division, we've got a Wilder Fury fight coming up in February. The last Wilder Fury fight was the opposite of Joshua Ruiz. It was super entertaining. It was close.
Yeah.
What do you expect from this fight in February?
You know, Wilder is... I just made a big statement earlier. I said that Crawford is probably the most instinctual with an innate ability to be instinctual than any fighter I've ever seen. And for me, that's a big statement because I won't say it unless I really believe it.
Absolutely. You're a legend.
And Wilder, no, I'm not, but thank you. But Wilder, he's the heaviest puncher I've ever seen in the heavyweight division.
Mm. Does he rely on it too much, you think?
Well, it's him.
Yeah.
I mean, he better rely on it because he technically he's not that good. He does too many things wrong. He's awful sometimes. He's off the wrong foot. He falls forward. You can count on him. You can make him reach for you. You know, his hands are dropped. He's out of position. I wouldn't put him on Dancing with the Stars. I'll tell you right now, he ain't doing good. But when it comes to that lightning bolt in his right hand, I always say punches are born. They're not made. And he was born with power. He's developed a good delivery system where he'll blind you with the jab and then he'll start the jab, bang, and the right hand will be right behind it where you never see it coming and you get hit a blind punch. You thought that you had time, you didn't have time. So he's got that right hand. He's got that lightning bolt. He is the hardest one punch deliverer for one punch I've ever seen in the heavyweight division.
Well, I'm glad you said that because he said that he hits harder than Mike Tyson.
Listen, Mike Tyson hit, again, you're going to get the truth here, at least what I believe to be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all a person can do is tell what they believe to be the truth. Tyson was the hardest puncher from either side. He could punch as hard with the left hook or the right hand. Wilder's all right hand. It's all right hand. But Tyson, either side. And as far as the guy he's fighting, Fury, Fury is probably the best technical fighter in the heavyweight division right now, believe it or not. Even being a giant at 6'8", you wouldn't think that. He could go on Dancing with the Stars. He's got pretty good legs.
He does.
He moves his head. Mm-hmm. He slips punches. Mm-hmm. He makes believe he's Pernell Whitaker a little bit. Or
Sweet
Mayweather.
Pea.
Yeah, Sweet Pea was great. Or Mayweather, making you miss, being a pretty good defensive fighter. So, again, it'll be an interesting matchup. At the end of the day, I don't think Fury could fight better than he fought that night. I don't think he could fight better. So I would have to go with Wilder because he could fight better.
You were talking about pound for pound best in the game. You mentioned Terrence Crawford, but also Lomachenko. What would it take for Lomachenko to become a household name?
Well, he's trying to speak English better. And, you know, again, that's important.
That's
part of it. And he's doing a better job at it. So that's one thing. The other thing is the same thing. Listen, I hate to even use this guy's name with any fighters because, you know, he's in a special place, but it makes an example. It gets to the point. Muhammad Ali, he needed a dance partner. He had Joe Frazier. He had Foreman. You gotta have that dance partner. You gotta have that guy. And right now, even though he's fought in three different weight divisions and won titles in all those divisions, he doesn't have that marquee dance partner. He's got to have that. If he's got that, bang. Poof.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. Teddy Atlas, thank you so much for coming through. We'll be there at the fight. Terrence Crawford, Kavalyuskis, this weekend, Madison Square Garden. Everybody tune in. It's time for us to give the people what they want. You know, I might have told you before, but my wife is very competitive. If I get a new phone, she needs to get a new phone. If I get headphones that are wireless, she needs headphones that are wireless. She doesn't like me to have things that she doesn't have, and she is very upset. Because right now, I'm the only one with a Quip toothbrush in the bathroom. And it's holiday season, so I think I'm going to get her a Quip toothbrush. This year, you can gift to start next year's good habit with Quip. Quip is something that's sure to put a smile on everyone's mouth because it's dental care they'll actually want to use every day. Here's the thing. I love the Quip. It looks so good. It's sleek. It's gentle. It doesn't vibrate all crazy like some of my old electronic toothbrushes did. It cleans really well. It also has a little indicator that tells you when to switch sides to make sure you're getting a perfect toothbrushing experience. There are over 3 million happy customers using Quip right now. And check everyone off your list right now. Get them. Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush. It has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer that helps you know when to flip sides. And it's got a dispenser with pre-marked strings, so you always get the right amount of floss when you use floss. I started flossing lately. It's really good for you. So just go to getquip.com/Jalen to save on gift sets and get your first refill for free with a refill plan. So go to getquip.com/Jalen, getquip.com/Jalen. Get your loved ones the Quip experience. I use it twice a day, every single day, and I absolutely love it. We want to thank Teddy Atlas for coming through. Excited about the fight this weekend, but there was a good game last night in the National Basketball Association. The Nuggets came to town to play the 76ers. It was the biggest game of the night. It was very intriguing. Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris led the Sixers, who beat the Nuggets. The Sixers have now won 11 of 13, and they have not lost a single game in Philadelphia. Seems like the Sixers are hitting their stride. Would you agree?
I do agree. And first off, Jamal Murray left the game due to an injury.
Yeah, early.
Will Barton got off to a terrific start. But the baffling thing watching this game is how the Joker wasn't aggressive initially.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else I figured out while watching this game?
What's that?
I love Jokic.
What?
And here's what I mean. Because
while watching this, I watch this game too, Jalen.
Correct.
Rose.
I'm going to tell you what I mean. Because even though he's been an all-NBA player, even though his productivity is a shade of what it was last year, you know what I appreciate? He's a great teammate. He
does
dribble handoffs. He still passes the ball first.
That's
he
what you saw?
He doesn't force shots. He wasn't aggressive.
That's what you saw?
He wasn't aggressive.
Oh, no. I saw something completely different. Oh, do you know what I saw? Yeah, I saw passive.
In the second quarter, he hadn't even attempted a shot.
He didn't. He had 15 points. He had 9 of them in the third quarter because I'm sure at halftime, the coach is like, yo, are you here? Because Jokic was involved, just like he always is, in every single possession. When he's in the game, they set one or two pick and rolls for him. And if he's involved and he's in the main action in every possession and you're going to score 15 points, is this your king? This is your king.
I felt like
this
I was
is your
him.
King.
I felt like I was this him is watching your king. The game.
Do you know why I felt like I was him? Because I'm a mentally weak basketball player. And so is Jokic. He was completely disengaged the entire first half. You tell you, I yelled it at halftime, scored 9 in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter was just disappeared.
So when you play against Philly,
it's a close game too.
One of disappeared. The underrated signings for $100 million. And by the way, as much as this gentleman I'm about to mention loves his family, he loves his community, he loves NBA basketball. Me? He loves Shakira concerts too.
Me?
Al Horford.
Oh yeah.
Does a terrific job of defending. And yep. So that doesn't only fall on Joel Embiid now. And so when you go against a guy like Jokic, they can take turns. And he's guarding Joel, so now Joel could try to go to work on the post. He had his spells in the game, Embiid, had some turnovers. But to me, it was about the balance of the Philadelphia 76ers and Tobias Harris scoring the ball when he had opportunities.
Well, another thing what Horford and Harris allowed them to do is they're going to put Jokic in the pick and roll. And it's a tough cover. You know what I mean? Gary Harris can hit these little floaters and stuff. They just put three defenders in there and be like, you know what? If you're going to, you can kick out to one of those shooters and we can try to close out. I'm not worried about that because a couple times they gave up like just easy shots from both Harris and Jokic.
But the person that's going to unlock the Nuggets to me and possibly take them to another level, they got to see what they have in Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
I know you have so many vets at that position. You have Millsap, who you know what you're going to get on a nightly basis. And I understand that. You want to give Beasley some of those minutes. You want to give Craig some of those minutes. But for me, if they're going to now legitimately be a contending type team, Plumlee playing some minutes at the five. You have to see if this guy who went in the lottery that you gave a red shirt year, he actually played to the potential of what a lot of people felt was the best player in the draft.
In best
that included Doncic.
Yeah.
And included Trae Young.
Well, here's the thing with him is watching the game, and Greg Anthony actually pointed this out. It's like, box score looked terrible. Box score looked terrible for him, but he was active. He was around the ball. He was doing things that made me say to myself, you know what? Maybe he's not going to be a huge contributor this year, but he's a young man. And if he stays healthy this year, like by next year, he'll be at that kind of like third option, second option level player. Well, Jalen, you know how we pick people that we love?
Mm-hmm.
Matisse Thybulle. I love this guy. There was some buzz about him in like summer league and early in the season.
He's
what a good defender
squad.
He was. I love Matisse Thybulle. He kind of went off yesterday, 3 for 4 from 3, 13 points, but it's the defense he plays. He plays such good defense. I love Matisse Thybulle. He's a great pick for them. And when you watch Sixers games, keep your eye on number 22.
He fought through more screens in last night's game than I did in 13 years.
Facts.
Like, I literally watch certain players when they play D. I'm like, he's really hustling.
And he's in passing lanes. You can read people's body language. He's like, oh, I'm about to pass there. He's like, nope. He's like, oh, no, I'm not. Reset.
But see, the thing also that becomes a game changer now, and you just showed it on those clips, is one, him making a couple of threes.
Yep, 3 for 4.
And then the other thing, you have somebody that can run with Ben Simmons.
He got a couple dunks from Ben Simmons.
See, people look at Ben Simmons' height and underestimate how fast he runs, and I know that sounds crazy, but now all of a sudden, you have somebody that can get out there in the 3-on-2 breaks, the 2-on-1 breaks, and since Ben Simmons isn't a guy that's going to attempt shots outside of the paint, usually, now to have that other guy running with you, it creates a lane for him to also drive to the basket and score.
Jalen, I don't have the box score in front of me, but I believe Ben Simmons had 7 points in the contest yesterday.
He did.
That in like over 30 minutes.
He did.
That's not a good game.
No.
You gotta score more than that, Ben Simmons. You're an all-star. You're gonna be in the all-star game, but like, I expect more from you. Moving on, you'll never believe this. The Knicks lost to the Blazers last night. Now, you'll never believe it. The Knicks lost to the Blazers. But before we talk about how terrible the Knicks are, it was a 10th straight loss. But let's talk about Dame Lillard, 31 points. Carmelo Anthony, 16. His lowest in Portland victory, actually. But Jalen, like, what do they need to do to climb the Western Conference standings? Because right now, they're still just 10 and 15.
See, the key for the Portland Trailblazers, one, has been injury.
Mm-hmm.
Dame has missed some games. Now he's back.
Jokic.
Balling the way he balled. You just said it. Jokic. That's going to be the key.
People forget how well he was playing right before he got injured.
Correct.
And imagine he and the Joker were on the same team at the same time in Denver.
Well, that's one of the reasons that he got moved is like, we got two of his guys that might be a little redundant.
And so Whiteside had a double-double, which is terrific. They lost Rodney Hood for the year due to injury. That's going to be a key loss. So not having Nurkic doesn't necessarily give them the offensive balance that a team desires in a Western Conference that allows you not to just solely focus on CJ, focus on Dame, and even Melo's giving them some offense, but not having that big that you can throw the ball to on the post and run offense through. I think that's the thing that they're missing. But I want to talk about the Knicks for a second.
Okay.
And I wrote down a couple of things watching their game.
What'd you write down?
And this is a problem for Knicks fans.
The Knicks fans have plenty of problems.
No, this is
the Knicks fans have plenty of problems.
This is a real problem.
Okay.
Because, you know, I go deeper in the box score. I don't just follow the headline. I don't just follow the hype. I don't just look at who led the team in scoring. I look at a projectile of a team if they're building towards something. And the problem I saw yesterday is Dennis Smith Jr., 5 points, only 14 minutes.
It's crazy. Because remember, he was dealing with some personal issues early in the season. I was like, look, I understand. He's got family stuff going on. Man, it's got to wear on your mind. He'll be back. It'll be fine. Nope.
Kevin Knox, 2 points, only 20 minutes.
I gave up on Kevin Knox like 16 months ago.
RJ Barrett, 5 points in 19 minutes. If you're trying to build something, those are the guys. Traded one for Porzingis, took the other two in the lottery. Hey, Mike Miller, who looks 30 years older than the guy I thought it was going to be on the sideline. You got to see what those guys are.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to keep the job.
But everybody that you're playing is on a 1 year deal.
Correct.
So maybe you should develop some of the guys who are going to be there next year.
But this is what happens though when you fired a coach that understood that we want to try to develop these guys. Now you bring in the guy that's like, I'm trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have low minutes, low production. Where do you build on?
Well, Jalen, you know, we asked what the sort of the Blazers need to get better.
Yep.
Well, my guy, Kevin O'Connor from the Podfathers The Ringer, had a report. He said, Kevin Love, preferred trade destination, the Trailblazers. So you start looking at the Trailblazers roster, there's not too much they can put together to get Kevin Love off the Cavs, right?
Kevin Love and Draymond Green are perfect all-star examples of how the league come at you fast.
Mm.
Now you could be all NBA. You could be playing in the finals when you got the Splash Brothers, when you got LeBron and Kyrie.
Yep.
Don't sleep when you look at the Cavs in the standings. Kevin Love is on their team.
Oh, he's playing too.
The same guy that was in Minnesota is on their team.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember talking about this deal years ago. But the problem for the Cavs is, at that time, it was for C.J. McCollum.
Not anymore.
One guy from Ohio, one guy raised in Oregon, yep, trying to do that
bring
switch.
Bring everybody home, sure, it'd be great.
Not
That's
anymore.
That's not on the table anymore for
not,
Kevin Love.
Not anymore.
And he just signed a new deal.
So now, if you're Portland, you acquire Kevin Love, great. But if you're the Cavs,
I don't see
it don't get you closer to your goals if that is to win it.
A hurt Zach Collins? Is that what I'm taking out of this?
I'm going
to have Kevin Love.
Yes.
Jalen Rose, very invested in what we do and don't talk about on this program, so we catered a segment to him. That segment is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me with Method Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
I'm just fortunate that I work on a program that represents the mighty Wu-Tang. To Cal.
Jalen, we had a 100-point individual performance in a college basketball game. Keep moving. Hit the brakes.
And I wasn't present. Hit the brakes.
J.J. Culver of the Waylon Baptiste, older brother of Jarrett Culver from the Timberwolves, had 100 points in a single game. 34 of 62 from the field, 12 of 33 from three, 20 for 27 from the line.
That's awesome. That's nasty in a good way.
100.
Because it's almost like the focus and the discipline that goes into continuing to be productive as the game progresses. It's like if I had a test and all of the questions were 2 plus 2, I would get like 5 of them wrong.
If there's 100 of them, I'd probably get a few wrong.
Yeah. I'll get 5 of them wrong. Right. So to stay locked in like this, And I want to give his teammates a lot of credit.
It's a team effort.
Because they have to set screens for you. They got to get the ball. They got to root you on. They got to say, hey, you got 70. Go for 100. The coaching staff, they got
to set picks for you. They got to work extra hard to get you the ball because that was a team effort.
Correct.
Team effort.
Correct. And these are the type of efforts that, and Howard gives me this for Marquette too, that sometimes we only talk about the players that we feel like are the knockout prospects in collegiate basketball for a national landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't give guys like Howard and now Culver enough credit for putting in their work on a nightly basis. But when you put up 100, we're going to talk about you.
Oh,
congratulations
yeah.
to that young man.
Well, that was the only interesting game in college basketball. We had a big upset last night as well. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I would say keep it moving for now.
Okay.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Phillip Rivers was caught on a microphone.
Hit the brakes.
Talking trash to his opponent. Yannick Ngakoue. Ngakoue. Tried. I think I'm there. We researched it. He was wearing a mic.
Mm-hmm.
D lineman for the Jaguars when this happened.
Hey, see, I'm T. You see, I ain't talking, right? Stay humble, bro.
You know right.
Stay humble.
To.
Stay humble, cuz.
I can be excited.
Yeah, but don't do that by my ear. Don't do it by my ear.
No,
I will do it by my ear.
I will do it by
my
ear.
No, no, no.
Hey,
that's
one,
what I do.
1-7.
That's what I do.
I'll holler at you after the game.
There's so much there.
It is.
There's so much there. Don't do it by my ear. And he said, I will do it by your ear. And he said, I'll holler at you after the game.
You know who I blame for this?
Who?
Ngakoue. Let me tell you why. He rushes the passer. He knocks him down. He doesn't want to get a flag.
So he helps him up.
Then he helps him up. That was the move that he shouldn't have did.
He walks away.
He wouldn't have helped him up.
In the ear.
And he walks away. You don't get screamed.
One thing I took away from this that I really love, he knows Phillip Rivers' name, but he calls him 17.
No
football players, they don't use his name. They just call him by number. Yo, 1-7. I love that about football players.
Ready for this?
What's that?
Enjoy Phillip Rivers starting for the Chargers. Just like Eli Manning, because I believe this is the final season for them to do both.
You know who's going to play for Chargers next year?
Tua.
Cam.
I like that better.
Remember you heard it first.
I like that better.
Moving on.
That's
Antonio Brown released a rap song. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
You're going to hit the brakes on this?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown put out a rap song. You're hitting the brakes on this, Jalen Rose?
I love Antonio Brown.
Well, him and Sean Kingston have a song out called Bad Decisions. Do you think, what does Antonio Brown know about bad decisions?
Well, hey, it makes sense for me to hit the brakes. I know a lot about him.
Bad decisions. Yes. You were trending yesterday. Yeah. Which bad decision is
right.
this one about?
Right, exactly.
I'm moving on. We're moving on. Lamar Jackson opened up about his quadricep injury. Keep him moving or hit the brakes.
If he can walk, he's going to play. Keep him moving.
All right, we'll keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Hornets.
Keep it moving.
Oh, what? What about my man, Davis Bertans?
Devontae Graham? We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
You talk about Bertans? I love Bertans. Devontae Graham?
Is Jordan still wearing a single hoop earring?
Yes.
He's still wearing the big jeans?
Tiger Woods is betting on himself. Keep it moving to
hit the brakes.
You are confusing me today. Well, Tiger Woods will play with Justin Thomas in the first match of the President's Cup that tees off this afternoon, Eastern time. But here's what's interesting. He picked himself for the team on the President's Cup. Soft move or boss move?
First off, that's a boss move. Second, I'm surprised that golfers and boxers don't do what I'm about to say more often.
What's that?
Bet on themselves. It ain't a team sport.
It is.
If I'm about to go into a fight and I'm the favorite.
Bet on himself figuratively. Figuratively bet on himself.
Just think about it. If you're Tiger Woods and you're Wilder, for example, heavyweight champion, and you're going into a fight and you know you're about to beat the dude, why you don't bet the farm on it?
Number one, it's illegal.
Is it to bet on yourself?
Yes. Number two.
Have your brother, your cousin, your mother, your family member, your agent.
Jalen.
Your manager.
Okay. Let me just walk this through for you. If you can bet on yourself, do you know what else you can do? Bet against yourself. That's why it's illegal. Okay. That's why it's illegal, Jalen. You gotta think this through.
Gotcha.
And number two, you're literally in a contract where if you win, you get paid more anyway. So you're kind of betting on yourself anyway just by competing.
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Exactly. Right. Moving on. University of California, Berkeley. is offering a very interesting class.
Hit the brakes.
Okay. Our producer, Demetrius,
they got a two-point class.
And their class is on adulting. Now, I'll say this. It's a pretty high bar academically to get into UC Berkeley. I would like to think that those people don't need an adulting class. Like, I know some schools that will not be named that could probably use adulting classes, but I don't think UC Berkeley needs adulting classes.
So, I need your help, and I know you hate follow-up questions.
Oh, Jalen, I hate follow-up questions.
What is adulting?
I love you so much. I love you so much. Because you, more than anyone else in the world, adult so hard, but have so many childish ways.
Correct.
You know what? I love you just the way you are. I'm not even going to explain what adulting is to you.
So adulting is like acting responsible, you know, and disciplined and respectful.
Adulting is for people that weren't millionaires when they were 22 years old. That's what that's what people need to learn how to adult. So you've low-key been adulting for as long as you can. It's basically just like pay your bills and be responsible and handle what you got to handle.
So adulting represents what Bob Lee does. And the opposite represents what you do.
No, I'm adulting every day. Kids, job, mental health.
Gotcha.
Just taking care of what you have to take care of.
Gotcha.
Bills, all of that. Gotcha. That's adulting.
You know when life changes? When all of your bills are in your name. That's when you're an adult. There's so many people walking the face of the earth right now. Like, I'm ground. Yeah, just because you can have some beverages, just because you can get in the club, just because you're probably having sex with the opposite, with somebody, that don't make you an adult.
Jalen.
What makes you an adult is when all of your bills are in your name.
Jalen, you got other people's bills in your name. It's time for us to give the people what they want. Just Okay is not okay, whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football. So on Saturday morning, when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team, but after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players, like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network, AT&T. Just like the best of the best in college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're trying to coordinate who's painting their chest what letter, and where the tailgate's going down, or where your tickets are, just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network, and stay on top of your game all season long. Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers going into Toronto to face the Raptors and the Raptors fans. They have a video tribute planned for him. This is not going to be one of those boo situations. Jalen, how much pressure on there is there for him to play well?
There's not a lot of pressure on him to play well because he's one of the best players in the game. But I want to make sure I acknowledge a distinction. When you're an all-NBA player, you have MVP caliber, and you leave the team. Paul George, Kevin Durant, LeBron James initially when he left Cleveland. They're going to boo you when you go back.
They're
going to
boo you.
Kawhi, they should just retire his number.
They should
tonight.
Right now. That's what they should do tonight. That's what they should do if they're about their business. You won't believe this, Jalen.
What's that?
After yesterday, Nick Cannon dropped another Eminem diss track. You know what? When I saw that Nick Cannon had another track, I was like, oh, this is going to be the apology song. You know what I mean? You know what? I lost my mind there for a minute. I'm so sorry. Let me just put this out before you respond.
That was a good one.
But again, he did it with all his boys. They did the whole like posse track thing. Like, what is Nick Cannon's strategy here?
His strategy, as right now we do this show, the number one trending topic in the United States of America is RIP Nick Cannon.
It's not your hairline?
That's second.
Okay.
It's to keep his name in the discussion, in the conversation.
You drop another one, we're not talking about it. Jalen, I want to congratulate you for having the greatest hairline.
Thank you, family.
Whole entire NBA.
You got to be loyal to a barber. Maybe you could get one.
Why you got to take shots at me when I give you a compliment? There are things that we can talk about on the podcast we can't talk about on the TV show. It is now time for the podcast exclusive. You're on a plane. I know you. Most people, see, planes aren't like they used to be. When you got on a plane, it used to be your time away from the cell phone, your time away from connectivity. But now they all got Wi-Fi. But I know you, doesn't matter if you're connected to Wi-Fi or not, you're asleep the whole time. So you're disconnected. Nowadays, you can't, like, not be, on being on a plane, you can still tweet, you can still see if you're trending or not. But I know you, you're asleep. You're asleep from takeoff to touchdown.
Before the plane even take off.
Oh, yeah.
That's planned an hour and a half rest in my day.
You haven't spoken to someone that works on a plane for years.
Years. I have my beverage before I get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm one of the first people to board. Before the plane gets boarded, I'm sleeping.
I'm always
blanket over my head.
I'm always disappointed by the food. So even if it's like a New York to LA flight, I'm eating before I get on the plane.
Correct.
Because I'm always disappointed by the
correct.
Food. So you get off the plane, look at your phone to turn off your phone, turn on your phone. And I bet you get texts before you get notifications.
Correct.
So what are the texts saying? First of all, is it your barber? Gotta be your barber.
So a couple of things. And, you know, I know we represent for the cool kids, but little known fact. Kind of not on social media all day.
Okay. Seems like all you text me about is social media, but anyway, we can move on.
I have periods during the day when I'm on, periods that I'm not.
Okay, me too.
So, first and foremost, shout out to my mother, Jeannie Rose.
Yes.
She's doing a terrific job with her chemotherapy.
But two more weeks.
She has 5 of 7 already completed.
Bung.
Her attitude, her approach, her love, her conversation has been strong.
That's great.
Shout to my brother Bill Rose. The exact same thing. You know, for those that follow this program, I have 2 people in my family. My mother Jeannie Rose, my older brother Bill Rose, both got diagnosed with different forms of cancer. They're doing great. And I'm so really fortunate that our family's done a great job of supporting each other, pitching in, and, you know, giving love and being there for each other. So with that being said, I was in Detroit yesterday and the day before. So when I get on the plane, Jacoby, that's a planned rest. I'm like you.
Oh, yeah.
Each moment of my day
every
is scheduled.
Minute. Every minute my day is scheduled.
It's scheduled.
Every minute.
So I'm like, okay, I'll go to the school. I'll go do the show. I'll go grab some food. I'll go do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know when I get on the plane, I'm going to be asleep that hour.
And also you can shut it down.
Shut it down.
That's my yoga hour.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. I'm not thinking about anything else.
So as soon as I get on the plane, I've already had my beverage. I've already had my lunch.
Maybe do some red wine, put you to sleep.
Before I even get on the plane, do
no,
all
I know.
Of that.
I'm asking.
Though, yes.
What was
yes.
your choice?
Red wine.
Hot
sake.
One thing is, you love wine, but you're not like LeBron. You're not a nerd about it.
No.
You get to the bar, you're like, red. They're like, what type of red? Like, Merlot, cab?
Yeah, I don't
like,
even care.
Whatever you want, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I just started drinking red wine.
Yeah, just pour it in a cup and give it to me. Let's not overthink this.
So by the time I get into my seat, 5A, I'm one of the people, they like military, elderly, everybody get on. I'm right after that.
First.
I'm one of those people you're not going to like. I'm standing right there.
You cut the line, I cut
the
line.
Yeah, I'm right there.
It's not a true line. We can talk about boarding airlines some other time. Go ahead.
Okay. So by the time I get on a plane, blanket over my head, I'm knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
I land.
Blanket over your head?
Blanket over my head.
Oh, so that messes with my breathing.
I do a lot of snoring. I don't want people getting no photos of me while I'm sleeping.
Really?
And I realize I sleep better with a blanket.
Blanket over your head? See, I bring eye covers or whatever they're called? Sleep mask? I bring a sleep mask.
You one of those?
I'm a sleep mask guy.
I gotta tell you something.
Not only that, I get expensive sleep masks. I'm spending $30 on that.
People like you with sleep masks, people like you with neck pillows, I judge you.
That's no sleep mask can't judge. I judge you. I need it to be dark so I can sleep, but I want free breathing. I want free breathing. I don't want to breathe my own air in a circle. You're breathing your own bad breath for an hour and a half. I just want you to know that.
Reg the ledge, big shout. So, I land. ESPN has PR people.
Mm-hmm.
Roc Nation has PR people.
Oh, wow. You corporate.
They're texting me.
What are they texting you?
Jalen, you're trending.
Jalen, you're trending.
So, initially when I see that, I'm like, why? What have I done?
What have I done in the last 24 hours?
24 to 48 hours.
I could have been snoring that loud.
Right.
I could have been snoring that loud.
What did I do? So I'm tracing my steps.
Yep. It's not going to be, oh, he does a great job in the community for the school of Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
Right.
What a job he does for the people of Detroit. You know, it's not that.
Right. It's not that.
That
he was at the board meeting and they're trying to come up with a plan for the facility.
Not the hundreds
not
of kids that you're helping, the families, the thousands of lives that you touched in Detroit that day alone.
It's not that. It's not the 90 kids that we have on scholarship right now in college.
Nope, not that.
Not that.
Not that.
So I'm like,
what did I do?
Terrifying. It's terrifying. And
then you know what the second thing I did? Be 1,000 with you. I look and see if my wife texts me.
Yes. Yeah.
I scroll. She doesn't text me. I'm like, it ain't that bad.
It can't be that bad.
It can't be that bad.
Yeah. If you got like 4 missed calls from your wife and 3 texts that just said, call me, we need to talk, call me, didn't tell you what about.
Correct.
That's terrifying.
Correct. So then I go, like most 46-year-olds, first to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The cool kids go to Snap, go to IG.
No, you're trending on Twitter. You can't really trend on IG.
Good point. So then I see Slam online has a poll who has the crispiest hairlines. And I just sat back and relaxed.
Oh, like, yeah, what a relief. What a good feeling. That's like when you wake up from a bad dream and be like, oh, that was just a dream.
I was like, yo. And then I went to at ESPN to make sure I wasn't on there. Make sure. But no announcement that I didn't know about.
Yeah. It's been a great 10 years working with Jalen Rose. Yes. We appreciate all that he's done for the company. We wish him the best moving forward.
I go to at ESPN. I go at Jalen and Jacoby. I go at Get Up. I'm like, all right, we're cool. So then I go back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm literally trending, not just in my circle, but I'm like trending in the nation.
Because there's the for you part of trending. Because when you say like I'm trending or whatever, I'm like, oh, he probably doesn't understand that there's a part that they cater just for you. Then there's the actually trending topics. You were actually trending.
Right.
Which I still think, I want to get some phone from Twitter to speak in on this. I still think they tailor those to you, but they just don't admit it. But continue.
Correct. And so then, like I said, I check out why. Slam does a poll. Who has the freshest hairlines in the NBA world? I'm front and center. Holding a microphone.
First of all, they knew they had to include you. That's why at first it was the NBA. They're like, we can't really do this without Jalen Rose.
Right.
So it said NBA world.
In the NBA world.
Yeah.
But the thing I was most happy about beyond anything, I'm 20, 25 years older than all of those guys.
Everybody. They could literally be your son. They're figuratively your sons in the hairline game, but they could literally be your son.
Like, they're
all of them.
There's Jalen's their age.
Yeah. I mean, Darren Williams is probably the oldest guy on there, I'm going to say. And he's in his 30s.
And then I text Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to put this in the show. Because what is the name of our show?
Jalen and Jacoby.
We got to find a way to get the people what they want. And if one of us is trending, we got to talk about it on the program.
Well, a couple things. Number one, you blew away the competition. I said, Jason Tatum might be close. But number two is, I know you very well. I know this means something to you. You put a lot of time and effort into this stuff. You do. You put a lot of time and effort. You wake up an extra hour early. You have a professional get in their car, leave their home at what, like 4 in the morning? 5 in the morning?
It's really important.
What?
Andy Authentic, I love you. He was reading the press clippings yesterday. He wasn't on point today. I'm wolfing.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that you... Wow. So did you reach out to Andy Authentic to get a cut today?
I did.
Wow!
I did.
He said no?
He overslept, and he was talking about the weather.
No.
This is the same guy.
No.
When I was doing Get Up.
What?
Initially,
be there at
3 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
4 in the morning. Rain, sleet, or snow, Jacoby. It could be an ice storm.
Yo.
It could be just 10 inches of snow.
He just slept through game 7 of the finals.
Yes.
He just slept through game 7 of the finals.
You see, because if you're trending yesterday
you're
going
to talk about it today.
You got to come crisp today.
Oh, I would love to see the text back and forth between you and Andy out there. Because I know how you text. You're kind of like a passive-aggressive texter. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of passive-aggressive. I'm sure, I know the back and forth went a few times. I'm sure he woke up feeling really bad about himself. I'm sure he woke up and felt bad about himself. I know he did.
But he's a great husband. Oh, he's a great dad.
I feel
he's
bad for Andy Authentic. Poor Andy Authentic.
He'll be on point tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure he will. So there's a couple things I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
Because you digested the fact that you weren't going to get fired.
Okay.
You digested the fact that you were trending. And then you started to fire out some tweets. And you did something that you've done before, which I just, it just needs to stop, dog. It needs to stop.
I know what you're about to say.
You can't take a picture of a phone with your phone.
I knew you was going to say
you cannot take a picture of your phone with the phone in the year of the Lord, 2019.
I don't know how.
This button and this button. Boop.
What? You holding the two top buttons?
Boop. Yep. Boom.
Screen the top grab. Button and then, okay,
yeah,
got
the top
it.
Volume button and the other button on the other
got
side.
It.
Remember,
got
boop.
Got
screen
it.
Grab.
Got
it's
it.
Right there for you.
Got it.
Oh, I bet you've taken more accidental screen grabs than intentional screen grabs. Especially in a moment like that, Jalen. I want you to be great. Why are men great till they gotta be great? I want you to shine. I want you out there like Lizzo's butt cheeks. I want you there.
Coconut oil.
And then I saw it and I was like, oh no. And I'm like, you know what? This is his moment. I'm not even gonna.
But can
I'm not
I tell you? Can
it.
I tell you something?
No, I gotta ask you something else.
Okay.
And then you had a great follow up tweet with the dot and then the at slam online and then the GIF. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, he got a ghostwriter.
I do.
He got a ghostwriter.
I do.
Tell me who really made that tweet.
I'm going to tell you right
tell
now.
Tell me who really made that tweet.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Because I
didn't do that.
I saw that.
You knew I didn't
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that. I literally, because me and Zuriel and Kayla got a little text chain. I was like, I know he didn't do this. Because they said it to me, too. People are hitting me about your hairline. I'm like, I don't know.
Shout to Trudy.
Oh, Trudy. Who's Trudy?
Does NBA.
Oh, she's a ghostwriter? Oh, I remember Trudy. Yeah.
Social media.
That's great. Yo, when you got someone like that, you don't need to know how to screenshot.
But I have to say this. You mentioned Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's like my sister. I love her very
much. Oh, you're going to say something bad about Kayla?
I love Zuriel.
Oh, no.
I love Trudy.
Whenever the compliments happen.
No shoes.
There's no but?
Here's what I want. I want to compliment our team, Jalen and Jacoby. Because it seems like when people work on our project, they get raises. They get promotions.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Not all of them. Jalen, what day is it?
Hey, ladies!
It is Wednesday, the day when we celebrate the more intelligent, more
harder
responsible,
working,
harder working,
better looking,
more responsible,
better smelling,
just generally superior gender of our species,
better
ladies.
Feet.
We appreciate you. My feet are great, by the way. I don't know if you know that about me. Got good feet. I do. You want to see them?
Sure.
No, you don't. Moving on. So, to celebrate the women, we take only female voicemails like this one. Reg?
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby.
Shout out.
This is Lynn from New York. I'm here with my husband, Steve.
What up, though?
It's our 5th year anniversary.
Great call.
We listen to you guys every day on the way home from work. Question. Bringing your own candy to the movie theater, cultural, regional, or universal? Thanks, guys.
Okay. I'm going to take it a step further. Thank you so much for the call.
First off, I got to say this. That's one of my favorite calls of all time.
Get a couple calls.
So tell a friend to tell a friend. We love and appreciate any callers. We really love and appreciate couples calls. Those are the best.
We do.
You take time out of your day.
We love power couples.
To sit in your car, to sit in your home, to sit in your cubicle, do whatever you're doing on the train, on the bus. And not only you, but with your mate, listen to our program. We're forever grateful.
So bringing your own candy to the movie theater.
That's smart.
It's not regional culture. This is a boss move.
Smart.
I've been doing this forever.
Smart.
There's a couple things. Number one, at the movie theater, candy's too big.
Overrated.
Too big, too. Like,
and
I want peanut M&Ms. I don't need a family size peanut M&Ms. You know what size I need peanut M&Ms? The regular size you get at the bodega.
But I got to give you the oversized to charge you $10.
Exactly. And also this, it's like, you know what I like? I want M&Ms and gummy bears. But I can't go to the movie theater and get M&Ms and gummy bears. I got enough for 14 people. I might as well just hand them down the aisle. And here's another thing. You know what I do? I'll bring a full meal to the movies. I will get Chinese takeout steaming hot to the movies and stink up the whole row. I will bring real food to the movies. Me and my wife we've gotten like full on like 3-course meals and brought them into the movies. They don't check bags anymore. You notice that?
I got an idea.
They used to check bags. They don't do that anymore.
I'm glad you went there because that's where I was going. So I got an idea.
What's up?
Jalen and Jacoby. state-of-the-art movie theater.
Mm.
State-of-the-art. I mean, the best chairs.
Like the iPick?
$30
ticket?
That times 10.
Oh.
I'm talking about the best food on the menu.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about adult beverages.
Yes.
I'm talking about the best picture on the screen.
Yes.
All of that. The best service.
Can I kick my feet up?
The marble carpet. The best concessions, everything.
Marble carpet?
But here's the only thing.
What?
Here's the only thing.
What?
I'm checking you like the airport when you come in.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, exactly. Cause yo, like, it used to be the case. We used to like really have to sneak in stuff to the movies. Nowadays you can just walk in with a plastic bag that's obviously from the bodega and they don't even care.
Checking you like the airport.
So here's one thing that's really changed in my life is I bring my kids to the movies now. I don't go to movies with my wife. If we have a date night, I'm gonna talk to each other, go to dinner, whatever. So I bring my kids to whatever new kids movie comes out. Playmobil last weekend. Never even heard of it. Whatever, we going. Can't bring candies with the kids because the concession stand is such a big part of the experience.
Of course it is.
It's such a big part of the experience.
Yeah, they want to go to the concession stand. They want to look through the glass.
Yeah.
They want to point at what they want.
No. They ain't getting none of that. None of that. We have a no candy policy. You know what else I do? They get the ices. That's the big treat. The ices. They love the ices. I do this too. I'm not buying you all individual kids meals. They have a little kids meal. No. I buy one large popcorn. You get three of those carrying trays. You put the carrying trays in their lap, you know, the little plastic ones meant for carrying sodas or whatever. Pour a little popcorn in yours. Pour a little popcorn in yours. Pour a little popcorn in yours. There's popcorn left in the bucket for me. Everybody's happy. If you got kids,
that's
cheaper
efficient.
And it's more efficient. Because if you buy them the full kids meal, you can get charged more. They each get their own drink. They each get their own candy. And they each get their own popcorn. They don't need all that.
See, the thing is, I'll be the kid. It's like, Daddy, I want nachos.
No. No, they asked for other stuff.
So now.
Yeah, in my movie theater, they got gummy bears flavored like champagne, and they want those. I'm like, y'all never had champagne? If you're gonna get gummy bears, you don't want rosé flavored gummy bears. Who's that even for?
When they get a little older, they understand how to do this. Hey, Daddy, I don't want popcorn. I don't want one. I want nachos. So then you still get that large popcorn. You distribute it to those two. And then I still get popcorn also.
Of course. I just can't do the candy. Like, I'm not going to get my kid like a 2-pound bag of Swedish fish. Because, well, he's not eating dinner that day. He's going to bounce out the movie theater and run into another movie theater and watch something else. No. Thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate the power couples calling in. I want to thank Teddy Atlas for coming through. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. Got the gift of people.